B-Pod Studios.
What day is it?
Look at the calendar!
It's Thursday.
Thursday?
It's Thursday, and you have changed something in this room.
I've changed my mind.
About what?
About waking up.
What else is there to do?
Going back to sleep.
Wake up! Wake up! Please, wake up!
Why?
Why?
You're gonna miss out.
You're going to miss it.
Miss what?
The show.
Show's not over.
In fact,
it's showtime.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, may I be the first to say...
Yesterday was particularly cold. Like the wind whipping around the city. I was in the city and I just... It was unbearable just to walk across the street.
Well, it's pretty unbearable right now. It's we just got an update. It's 12 degrees and the wind chill factor makes it feel like it's 2 below 0 this morning. So be prepared when you step out. Thought we'd give you a little good news this morning.
Yeah, a lot of people like, you know, waiting for the bus this morning and stuff like that. Okay. Wear a lot of coats.
Sunny and 81 in Aruba, if
Thank you very
wondering.
Much. Thank you, Hank. Stuff we got coming up on the program today. Alex Trebek.
Talk about him. But, you know, he's being positive.
He is being positive.
Yes.
Cover that in Dirty Laundry
as
well.
Yes, that's what we're going to cover in Dirty Laundry.
Okay. We got Bob Ryan coming up at 7:25 this morning. We have New Kids on the Block tickets for you today.
I'm so excited. I have to give these away because this is the best concert ever. Ever. Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
If you know where you can get a size 11 and a half blue suede Adidas Gazelle, actually. I'd like to wear those for the New Kids on the Block concert.
You would look good. I can buy it. You look
very specific.
Yes.
Well, that's what everybody was wearing.
And Jerbeau pants.
Okay. Lent is in full swing now. And you're not going to believe what a lot of people are giving up for Lent this year. It seems to be a trend. We'll share that with you on the program this morning. We got Win a Grand in 60 seconds. Kathleen Madigan, one of the 5 funniest people in America, will be joining us on the program this morning. All of this is coming up right here. Oh, yes. Plus, LBF is kind of like a dog.
What? Who's the dog in this scenario?
Oh, my.
Am I the dog?
Okay.
Am I the dog?
Let me explain. She marks her territory.
Oh yeah.
And she has recently marked her territory, which we will discuss.
I am not stupid.
I want to find out how she marked it.
All of this is coming. You're right, Hank.
It involves right home goods.
Got to hydrate.
Stick around. Here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Hey, get a load of this.
Someone left a baseball signed by Babe Ruth in the back of an Uber.
But it was signed by Babe Ruth!
Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
What?
The Sultan of Swat.
The King of Crash.
The Colossus of Clout.
The Colossus of Clout.
Babe Ruth!
Oh my God.
The Great Bambino!
Oh my God, you mean that's the same guy?
Yes!
Sadlock.
That is the curse of the Bambino.
That was
probably the most valuable item on Uber's annual lost and found list. But it probably wasn't the strangest because the list is pretty impressive. Like, someone left a salmon head in the back of an Uber.
Ew,
a full set of 18-karat gold teeth. An 8-week-old chihuahua.
Oh, no.
I mean, that's a mannequin, a set of antlers, an Ed Sheeran concert tank top. This one really shocked me. White leather snakeskin Louboutin heels.
Keep your shoes on.
Yeah, right. A propane tank.
Oh my God!
Like this one, a Star Wars skateboard.
No children, right? No children.
No kids, just a dog. 10 pounds of pulled pork and 10 pounds of pulled chicken.
I wouldn't forget that.
You wouldn't.
A limited edition Chance the Rapper Starbucks card. Someone said, and a Japanese style mandolin. Full fish tank with fish and water.
Wow. Still have the water the fish in?
Yeah. One Gucci flip-flop, an Elvis cape.
The fish tank sounds more like just an escape plan from Nemo.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll just take an Uber.
It's better than that drain thing.
Anyway, that's hilarious. You're most likely to, they have this whole breakdown of what people leave in Ubers. You're most likely to forget passports on Friday and laptops on Wednesdays. Saturdays and Sundays, not surprisingly, from 1 p.m. to 1 a.m., are not in favor of the absent-minded. And Halloween, New Year's Eve, terrible, too. So, there you go.
Thank you. Okay. Hey, we're not going to leave anything on the West Coast, it looks like.
No, Gordon Hayward has remembered how to shoot the basketball. He did it again last night. He nailed a jumper with 2 seconds left to give the Celtics a 111-109 win in Sacramento, their second straight road win. They did it without Kyrie, who was out with that strained quad. Jason Tatum had 24. Red Sox knuckleballer Stephen Wright suspended 80 games by MLB for using PEDs after he tested positive for human growth hormone. He says he has no idea how it got into his body. I do. It's usually with a needle.
Usually a syringe really? Sometime. Yeah. Oh,
and the Bruins, they go for their 12th win in 13 games, hosting the Panthers tonight. LeBron James passed Michael Jordan last night, moving into fourth place in the NBA scoring history all time. I'm Hank Morse. That's a look at sports.
Thank you very much, Hank. Hey, did you have cornflakes for breakfast this morning?
I did.
Did you really?
I did, for the first time in, I'd say, years.
Today is the 122nd anniversary of the invention of cornflakes by Dr. John Kellogg. And then he started making, you know, Special K. Least successful was Ordinary K. That didn't sell too much.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
We're an awful lot like the animals out there.
I guess we are. My husband, Dave Falcone, got a new job. He's
congratulations.
Yes, he got a new job. He's the COO of the Massachusetts State Lottery. They have moved to new offices in Dorchester.
Big deal, you know.
And I'm very happy for him. And I'm happy for him. And I was so happy for him that I was like, I should get him something for his office, a present of
some
sort.
Like right across the street.
Right across the street. I love the proximity. Before he was at the State House, I had no idea what was going on. Now, with a good telescope.
Yeah, there's never anything scandalous going on at the State House.
Right across the street. You can drop in at any time. Yeah, I understand.
So I was like, all right, I should get him something for his office. So I decided to get him 7 framed photos of the family and 2 of me.
And those are now liberally scattered around the office.
Liberally scattered around his office on the 9 window frame. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Seven.
He brought them in and he set them up in his office.
No, I brought them in. I wasn't going to trust him. I was like, no. I said, I went over there and I got a tour of the place. By the way, the lottery is it's beautiful over there. Hey, shout out to Tom Lyons, whose wife works at the lottery. He works at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. Big time listener. Long time listener. And it's beautiful over there, but I had the stuff in my trunk for days, because I wasn't going to be like, here, take these to work. I was
Big plan.
Going to present these, and I'm going to put them where they need to be seen.
Meet all the people in the office.
Yes.
So you went in FaceTime with Dave and helped him set up the office.
Yeah.
No, his office was all set up. This was the present for his office.
Was he there when you set it up?
Said, here, I got you something. And then he opened them up, and there were photos of me and photos of Lucy and photos of Dave and me and Lucy.
Nice. All together.
Like representing the family.
Well, that's undoubtedly marking your territory.
My parents said that. And my sister was like, wow, that's obvious. The funny thing is that the pictures of us are so on point. Like, I look awesome. In fact, I framed the photo that I took of myself when I first discovered the filters on Snapchat.
Wow.
I look so good in this picture.
Softer, gentler.
It's amazing. Yeah, okay. I mean, it's my best self. I'm like, and it's right there by his computer for everyone to see. Yes. I am Dave Falcone's wife. Wow. Don't forget.
Did he have any pictures of you already?
I feel like no.
No?
No, he did not. And I feel like I might have been underrepresented.
Underrepresentation of the
It is an old job. So now it's a new leaf, new job, new territory.
Okay. Good.
You're learning.
I don't think I'm wrong. Listen. I don't think I'm wrong here. I don't think it's weird.
No, I
think
understand.
It's important that people know who he is.
Yeah.
In all forms of animal life, it's the same thing. As a matter of fact, you remind me a lot of a dog I had.
Stop hitting on me.
I had this dog named Bob, and he was a great dog. And Bob loved to go out and run on the golf course. So every year after the golf course would close down, I take Bob out like every week and just turn him loose and let him run. And his main... See, it's competition between the animals, and his main job was to be sure to go around and mark everything on the golf course, every shrub, every bush, and he would pee on everything. And so he would lift his leg, and he'd pee until he'd finally run out of pee. And I was pretty sure that nothing but air was coming out. Thus, his and your new nickname, Pierre.
From now on,
that's your nickname.
Really? Yeah. I just ran out of frames at Home Goods.
The Lorne and Wally Show. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem and Ephus have been working part-time at Bangor Airport and Laser Pointer Factory. They're spending a little time in the hangar when we hear...
Boy, Lem, I wish we had something to drink.
Oh, me too, Ephus. You know, though, I've heard you can drink jet fuel and get quite a buzz off it.
Really? Well, let's try it then.
All right.
The next morning, Ephus gets a call from Lem, and we hear...
Hello.
Ephus.
Hey, yeah?
It's Lem. How you feel this morning?
Well, I feel great. How about you?
I feel great, too. You don't have a hangover?
Nope. Jet fuel is great. No hangover, no nothing. We should drink this stuff all the time.
Well, just one thing.
Oh, what's that?
Have you farted yet?
Why, no.
Well, don't then.
Why?
Because I'm calling you from Phoenix.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of The Exciting Adventures of Men from Maine.
Hey, yeah?
Right here on the Lorna Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorna Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Okay, everybody, this is what you've been waiting for. It's time for a weekly visit with the guy, the man himself, the king of columnists, the sultan of scribes, Mr. Everything, Bob Ryan, brought to you by Clinton Savings Bank, an experience you can bank on. Well, good morning, Mr. Everything. How you doing this morning?
Oh, shucks.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, could we start with the mighty Boston Celtics?
You may, who have now officially entered into the tease category.
Yeah.
Okay, the last two nights have been wonderful. The Golden State game was their best one of the year. People around the league were talking about it, and the general conclusion was, that's the team we thought they were going to be. That's also the team we know they can be. Now, you can't play that well every night. We know that. But they have to approximate that performance because they are capable of it. I've said all along... They have as many good players on the roster as any team in the league. The question was getting them to play together the way they needed to at both ends of the floor and do it for, you know, at least for 40 minutes out of the 48. Well, they did it for 48 minutes. And then big test was last night because they have had good performances in the past this year and then have followed them up with dismal performances. And they weren't great last night, but they were good enough, and they did it without Kyrie, which they've done in the past. It was an important win. It was a really important win. If they had stepped back and lost to Sacramento after that game in Golden State, it would have been bad. But I like that, and I really think it's setting themselves up for a good road trip and maybe a good rest of the season.
The Celtics remind me of me in high school, when I only occasionally lived up to my potential.
I think I fall into that category myself. Yeah, you know, I did what I like, what I liked, and I hated what I hated, and the grades reflected that.
We're all Celtics.
but the thing, the important thing is the talent. It reinforced the idea that the talent is there, and then it's Gordon Hayward is really going to be the ultimate. Difference maker, I think. If he plays the way he's played the last two games, with the confidence just the ease, let the game flow. It's been a struggle for him all year, but if he plays this way, they're a different team.
They're
a very different team, and so that's been a very encouraging thing.
So you think he's maybe finding his groove finally?
Could be, and you know, there is enough time heading into the playoffs. So it's encouraging, but. Let's finish off this trip. The games are winnable. They played the Lakers, who are floundering. Yeah. We know what happened the last time they played the Lakers. They blew a lead at home. I think that'll be motivation. That they'll play well in L.A. If they sweep this road trip and set themselves up for coming home, I think it's, you know.
Anyone would have expected.
No, I'm encouraged. Encouraged. You know, but excellent. I know how good they can be. And you saw that the other night.
Okay. Let's talk about those Bruins, a 17-game point streak, Bob.
I mean, they haven't lost since what? At home in regulations, it's December 23rd. They've been impressive. Rask is on a roll. They're doing it without Pastrnak. You know, talking about doing the Celtics without Kyrie, not that Pastrnak is a pain in the butt the way Kyrie is. No, not at all.
Yeah, completely different.
Best goal scorer. He was their leading scorer, and they managed to overcome this problem. And then sooner or later, they'll get him back. And you have to feel good about them. You absolutely must. You realize, don't look now, but as we say, but they are tied for the second best point total in the league. The Lightning are running away with it. They're like 17 points ahead. Then come the Bruins and the Flames, and they're next. So that's how good the Bruins are. That's where they're positioned.
A shout-out to Chris Wagner, who's from Walpole, who just scored his 10th goal for the Bruins.
He's had a good year for them. That was an excellent pickup, no question. And there's a lot of shout-outs available for the Bruins right now, and starting with the coach. You know, this is going to be back-to-back big point years for Bruce Cassidy. They really seem to feel good about playing for him. So all's really very, very good with the Bruins.
Excellent. All right, final thing, Bob. The big Stephen Wright suspension news, 80 games for the Red Sox.
All right.
What do you think?
You want to believe. Look, first of all, this is a bad trend. I mean, last year he got suspended because of domestic violence, and now he gets suspended because of this. And he says he doesn't know how it got in there, but it's not. It's not the substance, this growth hormone offshoot, if you will, growth hormone offshoot, is not available in any over-the-counter substances. You don't go into GNC and buy anything that, accidentally has this. So he says he has no idea how it got into his system. Steve, please, come on. You have to have an idea because you didn't get it in some supplement. These guys have got to be more. You've got to be more careful than this. And this is a loss. They were counting on him to be a really important part of the bullpen because as the only knuckleballer left in captivity in the big league. That's a look that you don't get. The other teams don't get that look. He would insert him in the middle of the other conventional pitchers. It could have been a really big weapon. They're not going to have that weapon until June 24th. Then by the time he comes back, it's going to be for his viable. And he would not be eligible for the postseason.
Due
to the rules.
Really?
So if they were to make the postseason again and he were to be a part of them getting there, they would then have to readjust because he wouldn't be there. It's not the killer blow, but it's important.
Let's blame John Farrell for that. He should have never had that guy pinch run.
He should have been running in the
first place. That's another thing. What a saga. He goes from the All-Star game and then all his problems did start. No, I don't know about that. I shouldn't say that because I don't know what's going on at home. But all his professional problems started when he ran and hurt himself, yes.
Well, we'll just have to classify that as a knuckleballer knucklehead move.
Yeah, I know. And plus it's a career. He's not the kind of guy for whom a $580,000 hit is not. That's so substantial. He just hurt himself a lot in every way.
Okay. By the way, do you have any shameless plugs for us today?
Well, let's see. Do I have any shameless plugs? I'll be on. Yes, I have the Sports Reporters podcast. We'll be up. Now it's going to be on Monday and Thursday with Mike Lupica and Mitch Albom. It'll be up later this afternoon today. So available all the ways, all the podcast outlets. Every Monday and Thursday, and then I'll be on Around the Horn next Monday.
Excellent. Have yourself a fabulous
terrific
day.
Terrific. Okay.
Bob
Stay
Reiner.
Warm, everybody.
Okay, you bet. Stay warm.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay, we got some Jeopardy news. We've got Taylor Swift's 30 Lessons Learned Before 30. You won't believe number 6. But first, the best part of your day, I'm giving away New Kids on the Block tickets. It's going to be June 28th at TD Garden. 617-931-1057. We're going to take the 15th caller. This is the hottest ticket in town. I have my sister begging me to take her, and I don't even have tickets. So if you want to take my sister, give her a call. 617-931-1057.
Give out her cell phone number, too.
Okay.
Anyway, so I'm really upset about this. Alex Trebek had a video message for people, and here's what he had to say.
Okay.
Hi, everyone. I have some news to share with all of you, and it's in keeping with my longtime policy of being open and transparent with our Jeopardy fan base. Just like 50,000 other people in the United States each year, this week I was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Now, normally, the prognosis for this is not very encouraging, but I'm going to fight this, and I'm going to keep working, and with the love and support of my family and friends, and with the help of your prayers also, I plan to beat the low survival rate statistics for this disease. Truth told, I have to, because under the terms of my contract, I have to host Jeopardy for 3 more years.
He's still got a sense of humor.
Yes, he does. Yeah. He really does. And, you know, it's just terrible news. And Ken Jennings had some great things to say. He said, I've said this before. This is on Twitter. Ken Jennings, obviously the winningest player on Jeopardy.
Yeah.
I've said this before about Alex Trebek in a way the last Cronkite, authoritative, reassuring TV voice you hear every night almost to the point of ritual. One thing I know for a fact, Alex is very aware of how much he means to millions of people and how we will be pulling for him. I hope that's a comfort. And I hope some very good LA oncologists are getting ready to have their mispronunciations corrected.
That's good.
35 years. Wow. Yeah,
thoughts and prayers for him. Yeah. Okay, switching gears, but let's discuss Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift, unbelievably, is turning 30 at the end of the year, and she was in Elle magazine talking about the 30 things that she learned before turning 30. By the way, she was bullied by Kim Kardashian on the internet, and it really sent her into a real depression. So I don't like Kim Kardashian anymore.
Seriously?
Okay. So she's learned how to make some easy cocktails like Pimm's Cup, Aperol Spritzes, Old Fashions, and Mojitos. Let's see, what else has she learned? That she's learned that society is sending very loud messages to women that exhibiting the physical signs of aging is the worst thing that can happen to us. Try being 40, honey. Okay, during her teen years and 20s, she slept in her makeup and occasionally used a Sharpie as eyeliner. Don't do that.
Really?
And about her, all the relationships that she's written about, she finally was learned, before you jump in head first, maybe, I don't know, get to know someone. So there's that. Fashion is all about playful experimentation. If you don't look back at pictures of some of your old looks and cringe, you're doing it wrong. So that's exciting. She's also
doing it right then.
That just happened.
Looked fine on the cover of People magazine with Dylan.
So that was a compliment, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was sort of.
I'm going to leave it there.
Very cold, icy stare in the studio this morning.
Who's won?
We got a winner on the telephone this morning. This is Tracy Clark, who's from Gardner, Massachusetts. Hey, Trace, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, thank you. You are going to see the concert of the summer coming.
New Kids on the Block, June 28th at TD Garden. You excited?
Yeah, I actually am.
I reserve the right to not to give these to people who aren't super excited, because it is the best concert you're ever going to go to. Plus, Debbie Gibson and Salt and Pepper are going to be there, too. Tickets are on sale now. Get all the information and an extra chance to win at WROR.com. And if you want to take my sister, just stay on the line.
Okay. Tracy, I know that this is kind of sudden, because you've just won. But you should start planning your wardrobe. What's your do going to look like and all that stuff? Because Hank's already got his. He's got the sneakers picked out.
Yeah, the gazelles.
Right?
You know, those blue
gazelles.
Three-striped Adidas suede gazelles.
Don't overthink it. Don't worry.
Okay. Have a great time, okay?
Thank you.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Remember yesterday morning, we were talking about the new things that Heinz is marketing, in place of it's a mixture of mustard and mayonnaise.
Mayo chup.
Chup and mayonnaise and all that. I think they're taking it a little bit too far.
If you love Mayo Must and Mayo Q, then you'll love the new combination of Worcestershire sauce and Hershey's chocolate syrup. It's Hershestershire sauce.
You mean I can have my dinner and dessert at the same time?
Hershestershire sauce mixes sweet and savory in one convenient squeeze.
It tastes great on my steak sundae.
But now I have indigestion.
Then try our new Hershestershire Bismol.
You mixed it with Pepto-Bismol?
No more upset stomach or diarrhea.
I never knew a liquidy pink and brown mixture could be so delicious.
Oh,
it's Hershestershire sauce and Hershestershire Bismol. No matter what we combine, it still beats green ketchup.
The Lauren and Wally Morning Show. With Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian. Weekdays. 80s and more. All day and night. 105.7 WROR. 80s. Eddie's. And more. 105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Win a grand in 60 seconds is on the air here from WROR. Very exciting time because we're trying to give away $1,000 to Century Bank. And we have a player standing by online with us this morning. She's from Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Her name is Lori Lannon, and she is a professional package handler for FedEx. So, good morning, Lori, and welcome to the Lorna Waddy Morning Show. How are you?
I'm very good.
Excellent. Excellent. So,
there's so many punchlines in my head right now, Lori.
Yeah,
but we're not going to go there.
Ignore
them, Lori.
I would assume that you have accumulated a lot of useless knowledge in your brain over the years, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Excellent.
Now, the job is to put that to use
right now.
Because LBF will ask you 10 questions within a period of 60 seconds. You'll hear the ticker in the background. Your job is to beat the buzzer at the end. Give us all 10 correctly. We give you $1,000 from Century Bank. Remember, you can say pass at any time. If you don't really completely comprehend an answer, just immediately say repeat, and we'll give it to you. Okay, you ready to go and play?
Ready.
Okay, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, let's play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
What artist wanted to party like it's 1999?
Prince.
In what city did the grunge movement begin?
Pass.
What former CNN talk show host has been married 8 times to 7 different people?
Larry King.
What famous line does the soup Nazi yell on Seinfeld?
Pass.
What Detroit-based record label was founded by Berry Gordy?
Motown.
Since 1981, what company has operated a toll-free number to help customers with their turkey cooking emergencies?
Butterball.
What word from the Mary Poppins musical was added to the Oxford Dictionary?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Which U.S. president had a cat named Sox?
Bill Clinton.
Name one of the 6 characters in The Village People.
The policeman.
What was advertised during the 90s with the slogan, "Give us a week, we'll take off the weight"?
Weight Watchers.
Oh!
Well,
you did well. You passed on 2, and you got 1 wrong.
7 correct.
That was
excellent
great.
Job.
Really good.
Review, if you would, please.
The grunge movement began in Seattle. The famous line the soup Nazi yelled on Seinfeld was, "No soup for you."
No soup for you.
No soup for you.
And the advertisement during the 90s with the slogan, "Give us a week, we'll take off the weight," not Weight Watchers, it was Slim Fast.
Oh, yeah. Really?
There were so many choices there. Weight Watchers, Slim Fast, Nutrisystem.
Yeah, it says a lot about.
And you're lucky. We were going to make you spell supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
So consider yourself very fortunate. But, you know, actually, we have a fine consolation prize for you this morning here. A pair of tickets to the Boston Flower and Garden Show, where it's all about inspiring, educating, motivating. Don't miss the Boston Flower and Garden Show. It's coming up the 13th through the 17th, starts next Wednesday. As a matter of fact, over at the World Trade Center. You go to the BostonFlowerShow.com to learn more. Plus, there's more.
Wow.
You have also won a $100 Elizabeth Grady gift card, which we will send off to you.
All right.
Yeah. Well, listen, I want you to have yourself a great day. Thank you very much for playing the game. And, and use that Elizabeth Grady stuff and make yourself happy, okay?
Okie dokie.
You bet.
Thanks.
Hey, we're going to play this again tomorrow.
Every day.
Have you qualified yet? Log on to WRR.com, and you could win $1,000 from Century Bank. Well, good morning. This is the Lorna Waddy Morning Radio Program. Now, I know that many of you are in your cars. You're driving along listening to the show this morning, and so you can really, really relate to this. Because they did the psychological study on drivers, and this all pertains to road rage and stuff like that. And they found, you will not believe the number of times the average person, when driving, swears. Because of, something that really ticks them off that somebody else has done.
Well, it's interesting that you say this because my parents were away for a month. They were at the Pensacola coast and they were basically in a condo and didn't drive anywhere. Everything was walking distance, bars, all that stuff, the beach. So my mom did not drive for 31 days.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
So wow.
She was like, she got into her car in Canton. She drives down the street. By the end of the street, she had sworn 7 times?
Really?
7 times.
No kidding.
7 times.
Okay, well, I was stunned by this. The psychological study, they said that the average person, for every 100 miles they drive, they will swear 41 times.
Wow. I totally think that's true.
Okay, that math works out for your mother,
I think. Doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, it says basically...
The Volga.
That's about once every 2.5 miles you're going to swear.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I read this yesterday. So I'm driving yesterday. I think, the swearing thing. So I'm going to keep an eye on myself here and see what the deal is here.
Does Jesus count? Because I feel like that's like a prayer, too.
I think that counts.
Okay. Depends what you follow it up with.
Yeah, does that mean your mother's up to 10?
It really depends. It depends what his middle name is.
Yeah, I usually refer to him with his middle name.
I see exactly what you mean there.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Okay. So what we need here is we need some help this morning, because now when I was a new father, I made a conscious decision that I would never swear in front of my kids.
Really?
No, really. And I kept that. I kept that pledge. When my boys were growing up, as far as I can remember, I never swore in front of them.
Okay.
Not even one time, Steve.
Okay, but they were growing up at four.
But the deal is, we all had substitute words that we used that didn't count.
Okay. Yeah, my mother would say, like, it didn't last long, but sugar, honey, iced tea. But only like
sugar,
a cane,
sugar, honey, iced tea.
Like, and then she gave that up real quick. Okay.
What the frog?
Yeah. I've learned a lot of good ones just from watching The Good Place.
The Good Place is amazing. Great in terms of the substitutions.
Yes. I mean, you know, mother forking shirt balls. It's amazing.
That's a good one.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. You got to be careful.
Yeah, you do. You have to really enunciate.
Yeah, that's right.
I just get anxiety.
Right? Don't you get, like, totally anxiety? Okay. Like, I'm going to say something wrong.
It just scares the heck. Anyway. Bull spit. You know, things like that. Okay, so what we need is your help this morning. What substitute swears did you and your family use? We've all used them. Come on, admit it. Come on, we've all used them. What substitute swears did you and your family use? Give us a call, 617-931-1057. 617-931-1057.
Nothing but the real thing for your family.
I know.
As she said,
had some interesting things she'd say. They weren't swears, but they weren't appropriate.
Well, see, the problem with your family is it's like a Chinese restaurant, you know? No substitutions in your family. Okay? So these experts did a psychological study about road rage and swearing, and they found that when you're out driving on a regular basis, the average American swears once every 2.5 miles. Okay?
Yep.
So that's a lot of swearing. And so we're recalling that sometimes you have...
Your kids are usually in the car.
Kids are in the car.
Like, you know,
watch what you
keep
say.
Keep it clean,
you know? Yeah.
People.
So we've all come up with words that we
swear
use.
Swear swaps.
Yeah, swear swaps. That's very good.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. And now watch your language. Okay, so let's go on and find out what the swear swaps are from our listeners this morning. Okay, what do you got for us here?
My daughter watches SpongeBob, so we use barnacle.
good barnacle.
That's a good one.
Yeah, thanks for calling, man. Have a great day.
All right, you too.
Okay, Paula, what is it?
Snickleberry.
Snickleberry.
What? Really?
No.
Snuckleberry.
Snuckleberry.
Use it in a sentence.
I used to be a public school teacher. I taught art for many, many years. So I would be in the dark room working with my students. And every now and again, you'd be like, Snuckleberry.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too, guys.
Okay. What do you got for us?
Son of a beach ball.
Ah, gotcha. Beach ball. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, what do you got for us?
I don't know if you can use mine on the air, but are you not going to fight?
No, we can't say that.
Oh, wow,
radio.
That's a good one, but you have to really be careful.
Yeah. All right, guys. Yeah, stay safe and keep smiling.
Okay, don't stutter, okay?
You know,
Filorama pack of loomer? Yes.
I've learned a bunch from watching The Good Place.
Me too.
I know I just got you onto The Good Place.
Yes, it's
finally.
So funny. Okay. It's so funny.
But these people are really good.
Well, yeah, because when you're in The Good Place, you can't swear.
But you really can try.
But Kristen Bell's amazing.
Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
That's bullshit. But I say we leave this miserable shirt hole. Girl, you are a messy bench who loves drama, and I am into it. You shoot in the shirt with your old pal, Eleanor. I'll be soaring through the air like a forking bird. Holy mother forking shirt balls.
Wow. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.